If you recall, I implored you to provide more transparency, and you've chosen to do the opposite. I have professional experience. When somebody refuses to answer simple questions or provide very basic information, such as how much Floatron has been paid, there is a reason. I don't know what your answer to this is, but the reason ranges from a lack of knowledge, and if that's the case, the commissioners who are elected to manage millions of dollars on behalf of the citizens of Saline County are incompetent. On the other end of the spectrum, the commission is intentionally hiding information. I don't know which it is. But I assure you, I will find out. In the last week, I've learned another possible way for my simple question to be answered. Based on the information provided by Joey McLeany and Kathy Gellings, I'm making a public request that the commission comply with the Sunshine Laws and provide the following information within the required 3 days. I'm looking for copies of emails between Bill Stouffer, Sandy Allison, Carolyn, I don't know her last name, and Kathy Gellings with Security Bank. Also anybody with Floatron. None of these people are employees of the county. These are all outside entities who have been communicating by your own admission with the commission. I believe with that information, I can recreate and get the answer to my question.